All right, let's get to the lines. Right after I talk, you just heard the Cohen's Crispy Chicken song that I'm quite proud of. We had Cohen's Crispy Chicken just arrive here with crispy Cohen's Crispy Chicken Megabytes. Some of the most unbelievable. They're not nuggets. They're no. bigger than that. They're megabytes. And they're not tenders. They're in between, and they are incredible. Or increnculent,
they truly
some might
are
say.
Increnculent. I mean,
what do you think of these? You just said you're going to get more.
I had like six, and I need to go back for more. There's the regular, and then there's the spicy.
Oh my God,
and I
are
had
they
some
good?
Of both. And typically, I'm like not good with spicy food, but this is just the right amount of spice. Where
Listen,
it's not, it doesn't make me like immediately run to go get water.
Oh, it was good. It's so well done. Listen, I'm a pizza. Chicken wing, chicken nugget, chicken tender connoisseur.
Yeah.
Because I'm come originally from the home of the buffalo wing. And this is the best chicken I've ever had in the form that it's in, which again is a Cohen Crispy Chicken Megabyte. I'm telling you, they're phenomenal. And you would agree.
I would agree. Very, very good chicken nugget.
All right. So we're in the middle of this quarter century series from week to week, different topics. Said top five Pittsburgh sports moments last week. Moment being different from a game, right? I mean, you know, the Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl was a game, Ben DeSantonio being a moment. Josh Yoey didn't like that I had Russell Martin's, you know, Cueto drops the ball moment as a top five, saying how could that be a top moment ahead of either Fleury's save that won the cup or Big Ben tackling Nick Harper. And I just went into a long diatribe about that, right? I won't give my rationale again. Let's let people call in. Where do you put that Russell Martin moment? Is it ridiculous to have it number four behind Ben DeSantonio, James Harrison's epic interception return, and Polamalu's pick six? Limits, let's go to the line.
And you can come at me, too, because I have it three behind those two moments in Super Bowl 43.
Who we got?
Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Forest Hills.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, fellas. I was at the Russell Martin game, and I got to tell you, my ears bled. It was great. The only other ear bleeding experience I ever had, I was fortunate enough to be at the 87 Canada Cup.
Ooh.
When Lemieux scored. I didn't think my hearing was ever going to come back. So both of these things have a very soft spot in my heart. That said, and I would like to make another point after this, I think that Russell Martin being included in this list is a little bit like Cruz being included in the home run derby. It's to me, it's a participation trophy for a failed franchise. I'm so angry with Nutting and the Pirates. I was such an incredible Pirates fan growing up, sneaking into games. I got to tell you, the Russell Martin game may be the last game, Pirate game I was at that I actually remember anything. So in that regard, I think it needs to be excluded just because I think this is it's like the River Hounds, and nothing against the River Hounds. It's just not that important on the Pittsburgh sports scene.
Well, it was. Here's the thing. You actually, I think, fall into the exact category that you, with time and with increased and understandable pirate rage, you're obscuring what that moment actually meant. To an entire region and to everybody here. It was unbelievable is what it was in the truest sense of the word, what happened that night and specifically that moment. But go ahead.
Let me give you another one where you could hear a pin drop because it was a road game. So unlike the Russell Martin experience where I didn't think I was ever going to hear again, the 2017 Patrick Hornquist game-winning goal against Nashville, the 0-0 game with a minute and a half left to play.
Right.
Amazing. All the talent on that team. And this guy who's just the embodiment of Pittsburgh sports, the never give up, what we were used to in the 70s and the 80s, the city of champion mentality, the last guy that was picked in the draft that was traded for James Neal, relatively high pick in the draft. I mean, that goal to me was, I still get goosebumps thinking about that.
Me too. And the way that he scored it and who he was, absolutely. That one is not in the top five because, again, it ain't easy to choose these things. Is that one over the Kunitz goal? Is that one over Ben's tackle? It's just impossible to pick in some ways. Who's next?
Here's our buddy Greg in Youngstown to chime in.
What's up, Greg?
I hate nothing but the Pirates moment. I had hair standing in the back of my neck. I mean, if people say that wasn't a great moment, they're idiots.
Well, they're not saying wasn't a great moment. They're saying it wasn't a top five moment in Pittsburgh sports this century.
Give me a break.
I agree
and
with you.
Let me give you a moment that wasn't even a game, and I watched it that day, and that was the moment that changed everything in Penguins history, the drafting of Sidney Crosby. I sat there and watched it that day. And praying to God we got that pick.
You're right about that.
That's a good point.
I forgot. I didn't forget about that moment, but I forgot about it in the context of moments. I was thinking game moments, although I was also thinking Mario's comeback. You're exactly right about that.
I was off work that day, took the day off from work just to watch it. It was as good as any game. I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, we got to get Crosby. And it was just all, you know, we were in competing with every single team almost to get him. And that was that was the greatest moment, I think, almost in Penguins history. We don't get them. We don't see any championships after that. So it has to be the Crosby moment in that draft.
You're right about that. I can't argue with that, and I appreciate the call. It was a franchise-saving moment. The second they won that lottery, that awkward televised lottery where it came down to them and Brian Burke's Ducks. Remember that, Limits?
And it was just a bunch
of
people.
No, because you were two.
It was just a bunch of people sitting around at their tables just waiting and waiting and waiting for the moment.
I'll never forget Mike Lang telling me that day that he had a feeling it was going to happen because these things happen with the Penguins. Like, they're the luckiest and unluckiest franchise at once that I've ever seen in sports.
And you know what's odd about it is, they picked Mario in 84. 21 years later, they picked Sid. And 21 years later, Joe, they might have a chance to pick the newest member of our train. What you missed last week.
Woo-hoo!
It's the Gavin McKenna train.
There was no doubt about it.
The Gavin McKenna train is officially taking its exit from the station.
I like that.
For the season.
And I like that a lot. Give me one more.
I would love to. Here is DK in the South Hills to chime in.
DK on Pittsburgh Sports. How are you?
Hey, doing well, Starkey. Welcome back. It was a long week last week.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, so real two quick points. I was lucky enough to be at Russell Martin's game. It was like a crescendo before the crescendo, and that's like to signify the moment. Everyone thought the moment was when Cueto dropped the ball, and then all of a sudden actually the moment was the next pitch after, and it was just unbelievable. So I think you're in you're spot on with where you have it, and it's maybe a little high, but you know, it's definitely one of the top moments. Otherwise, Christmas Day, the Immaculate Extension.
Yeah.
I was on the goal line holding my 2-year-old son. It was like, and maybe this goes back to a previous caller where it's like more personal, but, Christmas morning, opening gifts, you know, we're going to the game, everyone's excited. And to have witnessed that, it's like ingrained a still image in my brain. I was right on that goal line on the riverside of the stadium. And
yes,
it was just unbelievable. So I definitely would put that maybe as an honorable. So many good things that we as Pittsburgh sports fans have to loathe over. But yeah, I think it's definitely up there.
Man, you got me thinking that there's definitely one sports city that had more indelible moments. That would unfortunately be Boston. But how many other sports cities since the year 2000 have had more great unforgettable moments, or forgettable in some cases, because I've forgotten them because there's so many, than Pittsburgh.
Maybe than LA, us. But they've like tripled the team that we have.
Yeah, maybe.
So it's, you know, it's comparing apples to oranges in a way.
Oh, what the heck, Limits? Let's take one more.
Oh, what the heck? Let's go to Dave in Delmont to chime in.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, the problem with the Russell Martin home run and everything is just the Pirates haven't done anything in so many years that it's hard to take that over all the things that have been done by the Steelers and Penguins.
Well, what does that have to do with a moment in the moment? It has not, to me at least, it has nothing to do with it, although I do understand. I realize that people's rage toward the Pirates, fully justified rage, has them going back and sort of reimagining that moment. And I refuse to do that. I take it for what it was at the time.
Yeah, you can do that. I get it. But most of the time when there was a good play, one play in a moment of a Steeler or a Penguin, it was for going towards the championship, or it was one of the best players that ever played for our teams.
Yeah.
It's Russell Martin. He played how many years
what
for
does that
team?
Have to do with anything? That's another thing that just isn't relevant. Like I said, what about Mario's comeback? That was probably
that's Mario Lemieux. He
okay,
won two
so it
Stanley
has to,
Cups.
Okay, let's take a different one. Let's take
Santonio Holmes. He wasn't an all-time great wide receiver for
go.
The franchise.
There
he only
go,
played
Limits.
Here for a limited
Thank
amount
you.
Of years.
Right.
Yeah, but he was unbelievable. If he wouldn't have been nuts and went nuts, he probably would have been the best one of the best receivers ever. I mean, you're talking about you don't even like when you put
Where were you that night? What were you doing? What's this man's name? This is
watching,
Dave. Where were you that night,
it,
Dave? Watching?
It was great. I watched the Pirates all the time. It was a great, it was great. But to think about how many plays and things in the Penguins and Steelers when they were going for championships, that might not even make the top 20.
Top 20. All right, we'll leave you with the final word. Dave in Delmont says that Cueto drops the ball was not a top 20 moment in Pittsburgh sports in this century.
Yeah.
All right.
And one more thing I just want to let you know. You put who'd you put in front of Troy Polamalu? Did you put Andrew in front of Troy with your top five guys?
I didn't do top five
athletes.
Guys.
No, the top five athletes. I thought you had.
Oh yeah.
Ben.
Now I can't remember. I had Sid.
Yeah,
Sid, obviously. Sid, Ben.
And then you put McCutchen.
Maybe.
The only thing I wanted to tell you is look back at the replays of great plays. Troy Polamalu made plays that nobody else made. He should have been at least third. I wanted to back then and tell you, I don't know how you put Andrew McCutchen anywhere near him.
Well,
but,
let me make sure that you're right about this. Five best Pittsburgh athletes. Oh, for God's sakes, this thing doesn't even open Limits. What were my top five athletes?
It was the likes of Ben.
I know who it was
Ben,
the likes of. I don't know who
Sid,
it was.
McCutchen was on that list.
Yes.
Troy was on the list.
Yes.
I don't know if you put, I think you put Malkin last. I think Malkin was fifth.
Five best athletes since 2000. Let's see if we can get this because now I'm curious. I had Troy at five. Is this guy still there?
Yes, Dave is here.
Yeah,
we have to run the 2 minute drill here, Joe.
Yeah, McCutchen at four, Malkin. Yeah, there's also other guys, by the way, but McCutchen was one of only three Pittsburgh athletes to win a league MVP award this century, Dave in Delmont. And he also ushered a franchise from 20 years in the wilderness to actually making the playoffs 3 years in a row. So I felt like that was pretty significant.
That was. But look at Troy jumping over the line and tackling.
Well, yeah, if it was a skills competition, Troy would definitely win. Thank you.
Well, that's an athlete.
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right. Then the best athlete in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000 is Martavis Bryant.
What's your problem, Emmett?
What's your problem, Dave?
What's your problem, Emmett? What's your problem, Emmett?
It's a good topic, though, isn't it?
It is.
That guy was great, Dave in Delmont.
Good job, Dave. He's a very frequent caller. We love Dave.
Wonderful man, even if he delayed Mike DeFabo's appearance.